I love him. It was hard to let him go. And if you don't treat him good, I'm taking him back. Amen. Mike, I want you to know I'm proud of you. And church, thank you for what you're doing for God. Amen. This church kind of brings back memories. It's about this size of church. Lord, y'all were larger than I was when I first started preaching. I started with 19 members. I went a year without anybody getting saved or joined the church, and one died and went down to 18. Then we had revival, and that church went from 18 to 108, and when I left that church, they had 118 people out in a place where there wasn't anybody but squirrels and deer. But I believe God is able. Somebody say amen. Now, normally, if you're a traditionalist, which I'm not, I'm a Holy Ghost man. I believe in following what God tells you to preach.
Sir.
Ordinary, a lot of preachers would preach on Thanksgiving. I preached two of them on Sunday. These people that came with me, they've done heard every Thanksgiving message I ever preached. But that's just not where God wants me to preach tonight. I really want to see God's hand on every church in this in America that's still holding the truth. Somebody say amen. And I still believe God can save sinners. Somebody help me. And God can reclaim backsliders. And God can edify churches. And God can do a work in our independent, fundamental, single, rattling, hellfire, and brimstone churches. Somebody help me, preach.
Amen.
John 21, are you there? Stand with your Bibles open. Read a few verses. Bring a thought to you tonight. I'm like Elizabeth Taylor said to her eighth husband, I won't keep you long. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, Sea of Galilee, Lake of Gennesaret, all the same place. And on this wise showed he himself. They were together, Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples, which were not named. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go fishing. And they say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? And they answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved, that's John, saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciple came in, the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon as that they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereupon, and bread. And Jesus said unto them, bring of the fishes which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land of great fishes, 153. Ladies and gentlemen, this was an eyewitness account, but because they counted them one by one. And 153 fish. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. And Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. Our Father, Lord, I pray you'll help me preach with power tonight. Lord, churches need revival. Whether small, large, like in between, it doesn't matter. We need revival. Yes. And Lord, we need to be soul conscious. We need to get our churches back to winning people to Christ and making differences in people's lives. And I pray tonight that I'll make a difference in this church's life. And I'll give you praise in Jesus' name. And for His sake, amen. You may be seated. This is one of the many of the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus. Jesus walked after His resurrection. He came and stayed for 40 days. How many knows that?
Yes, sir.
He stayed 40 days. Yes. Pentecost was in 50 days. He stayed 40 days. Let me say this to you. He was seen to Mary, Magdalene. He was seen to John. He seen to Peter. He was seen to 500 people at one time. Somebody help me. How many of you still believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ? I want you to know the gospel's the death, burial, and the resurrection. He's alive tonight. So this is a post-resurrection appearance. The disciples had done left Him again. By the way, isn't it easy to get away from God?
Yes. Amen.
Isn't it easy to get away from the work of God?
Yes, sir.
Here, He died on Calvary. Some of them seen His empty tomb. They fellowshiped with Him, and now they're back at the old occupation, and they quit preaching. Hear me? They quit preaching. You want to know when a church dies? It is when they quit preaching and quit soul winning and quit trying to make a difference in people's lives.
That's good preaching. Amen, preacher.
Amen. Here's what I'll preach on. Look at verse 3 and I'm done in about 20, 30 minutes.
Take your time.
I am.
Preach on, preacher.
Simon Peter said, I go fishing. And they say unto him, we also go with Him. Can I make a statement before I make the point? You might think you can get away from God and all you're going to cause harm to is yourself. But you're going to influence somebody else to do the same thing. Somebody help me preach right there. Boy, they went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night, they caught nothing. And I want to ask you a question, and I'm going to preach this thought. Why we catch nothing? Why we are not catching fish? Can I tell you something? I get a call or two every week from discouraged pastors. I had one the other day call me and said, we hadn't seen anybody saved for 5 years. And he blamed it on everything. And I said, do you think you have any responsibility?
Amen.
Somebody help me preach.
Amen.
I said, do you think you have any responsibility? And he got real quiet. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to give you three thoughts tonight. Just three little thoughts. First of all, I want you to notice what the problem wasn't. We could blame it on a lot of things.
Yes,
how many of y'all know we blame a lot of our issues in our churches on everything but what really is the problem?
You're right.
Am I preaching?
Yes,
there's four things that they could have said the problem was, but it wasn't. Number one, they could have said the problem was a ship. By the way, the same ship they caught nothing in. When Jesus came, they caught 153 in.
Amen.
You say, well, what's the ship a picture of? The church of the living God.
Amen.
Hey, by the way, Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church. Somebody help me.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you the captain of the ship is Jesus.
Amen.
The author and the finisher of our faith. The co-captain of the ship. This ship at this church, I'm going to tell you who the co-captain, the under-shepherd, this man right here. I don't care what his age is. I don't care how long he's been in the ministry. You're supposed to follow him and obey him. Somebody help me.
Amen.
Obey them that have rule over you or this church will never succeed. Somebody help me preach.
Right. Amen. Amen, preacher.
Oh, I'm preaching. And also the co-workers.
Yes.
There's a bunch of them there. By the way, we're the laborers together with God.
That's right.
They know big eyes and little ewes.
That's right.
Every one of you are important tonight. You said, well, I'm going to leave the soul winner to Michael. I'm going to leave the soul winner to this brother. Ladies and gentlemen, we're all ambassadors of Christ. We ought to all be doing the Great Commission.
Amen.
Somebody help me, please.
Amen. Good preaching. Amen.
So the problem wasn't the ship. Well, I'll tell you something else it wasn't. It wasn't the net. Same net that they caught nothing with, they drug in 153
That's
fish
good
with.
Amen.
You said, what's the net? The net's the gospel.
Yes, sir.
A little reference to that in Matthew 13 if you read them parables. The net's the gospel.
Amen.
I want to tell you what, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
It is the power of God unto salvation. How many of you here saved? Raise your hand if you're saved. It was that gospel that brought you from the pit and saved you and sealed you, and you're sealed to the day of redemption. There's nothing wrong with the gospel.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Thank God. Ain't nothing wrong.
That's nothing wrong with it.
Yes, sir.
It's still the power of God.
Yeah.
It's still God's way of provision to bring revival to our churches. You know what's wrong with our churches? We've given up on the gospel.
Yeah.
Oh, we want to be the Father of the Promise Keepers. And we want to follow Joel Osteen. If you follow him, you ought to be about half out of your mind. And we want to follow Benny Hinn. If you follow him, you are crazy. Hello!
Yes, sir.
Number three.
Amen, preacher.
I'm still preaching. Let me ask you something. The third thing, you might blame it on the nighttime. They fished at night. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, the fishers back then did not fish during the day. They washed their nets during the day. You know why the nighttime was good? Because darkness. And by the way, sinners can't be saved until they see themselves lost.
Yeah.
And I say this, the darker the period, the greater the light can shine in. Somebody help me preach. I am sick and tired of people saying things are too bad.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, they're not too bad.
Amen.
I've got the same God, the same gospel,
yeah,
the same church, and it's not too bad. And all we need to do is shine some light in.
Amen. Amen. That's good preaching.
Amen.
Am I preaching?
Yes, sir.
Whew. Oh, good Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hold it. Hold it. Then some might say it was the fishing hole's problem. And the fishing hole's the world.
Amen.
May I get your attention? The same fishing hole they caught nothing in.
Yeah.
When they followed Jesus, they caught 153.
Yes.
Somebody help me.
Amen.
You know what I'm sick of hearing? This world's too bad. Yeah. Me and Chad goes to a church. He used to go to church in Florida. I don't know if we're going to have a swag or not. It was sad, wasn't it, Chad? Church is a great church. They have about 400 members. Ladies and gentlemen, they probably had 30,000 people right around that church. And you could walk to 10,000 of them and not break a sweat. House upon house. You know what the pastor told me? They're too tough there. And they don't go out because they just won't listen. Jared, the same world they're living in Florida, we have at home.
Amen.
And I looked him right in the face and said, son, ain't nothing changed. Hey, everybody's like that. But I tell you what, everybody needs the Word of God.
Amen.
Somebody help me.
That's good preaching.
Now, how many of y'all agree with me? Have I convinced you the problem wasn't the ship?
Yeah.
Have I convinced you that it wasn't the net? Have I convinced you it wasn't the nighttime? Have I convinced you it wasn't the fishing hole?
Amen.
So then what was the problem? Then what was it? Well, I'll show it to you. Look at verse number 2. It's not the boat. It was who was in the boat.
Lord help.
What the problem was. Let's name them. They're named? They're named? And by the way, they're still in our churches today. Same guys. Same problems. Same situation. Same reason we don't have revival.
Amen, preacher.
Same reason we don't have a touch of God. It's not the ship. It's who's in the ship.
Amen.
Let's name them. First of all, Simon Peter. What's he a picture of? Backsliders. Come on. Come here, Andrew. Just sit up here a minute. How many of y'all agree with me, Simon Peter backslid? Now, he didn't get lost again. He backslid. You said, why did he backslide in the first place? First of all, because of the carelessness of his walk. He walked afar off.
Yeah.
Now, I want to illustrate this. Come here. I'll let you be Jesus.
All right.
I'll be Simon Peter. How many of y'all remember when you first got saved?
Amen.
Did you feel like this?
Yeah.
So close to God? Huh?
Amen.
You said, preacher, when do you start backsliding? The carelessness of his walk.
Yeah.
And then the Bible said he pissed his fire with he sat by the fire of the enemy. And the second problem was the company he kept.
Yeah.
Amen.
Preach on.
And then the third problem, he denied Christ the condition of his heart.
Man.
He said, how's this backsliding thing start? When you take one step away.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Then when you take another step, and you take another step, and you take another step, and another step. And by the way, here's what you do first. You quit coming to church for Sunday school. Here's what you do first. You quit coming on Sunday night. Here's what you do first. You quit tithing. Here's what you do first. You start being critical. Yeah. Here's what you do next. You start listening to jokes that you wouldn't listen to when you first got saved. Here's what you do now. You'll start nipping a little beer now because you done got away from it. And here's what you do now. Ain't no use me fooling myself. I'm going to smoke me a dope. Some dope. Ain't no use fooling myself. I'm getting some alcohol. Ain't no use. And then you're over here in the pornography and alcohol and sin. You know where it started? It started when you took your first step away from God.
Amen. That's good preaching.
You want to know why we ain't got people getting saved today? Because we got too many backsliders running the ship.
You're right.
Am I preaching, David?
Amen.
Number two. Who else was in the ship?
Yeah.
Thomas. He's not a backslider. He's a doubter.
Yeah.
Oh, Michael, if you haven't had this yet, you will get it. You're going to come up with a program to this church. Hope to God it hadn't already happened. And they're going to say, we've tried that before. We can't do that here.
Yeah.
That won't work at this church. I'm looking at y'all. By the way, I've heard that when I was a young preacher. When I first got saved and I went down to Taze Valley, I was excited. I said, one day we'll see 500. You know what happened to me that day? Same day, a leader in the church came up to me and got me by the shirt and said, you'll never see 200. Oh, that's real good, sweet Christians. He doubted. And I tell you what I did. I got up in church the next week, and that was 4 months from Christmas. I said, Christmas Sunday, the week before Christmas, I want to see us have 200 people. He come up to me, he said, you won't see it. And I made them badges. We didn't have computers, we didn't have programs. We made them little badges, said, I'll be one of 200. I made 5,000 of them things. I did.
Amen.
You said to get 200? That's what I did.
Yeah, amen.
They're still laying up our church somewhere. You know what happened? That Sunday morning, that guy didn't come, by the way. We had 243.
Amen.
Had the largest church offering in the church's history.
Amen.
He came that night. He said, well, it was just Christmas, and that's the only reason you got it. And I said, well, I got, man, back then I didn't care. I'm a sweet preacher now. But back then I'll cut you open and let somebody else sew you up. And I got up there behind the pulpit. I said, we got one man that said, y'all can't have 200 next week. He said, it's impossible. They came back next week, we had 207.
Amen.
He wasn't there either. And the day, this is awful mean, I shouldn't have done this. Yeah. He died, and he's in heaven, but he went to heaven a doubter. But the day we reached 500, I took the church board and laid it on his grave. And
Amen.
Hey, I want you to know something. You hear, I am sick and tired of Mr. and Mrs. Kantz in the church. Yes. They never will.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Good preaching.
Well, let me go on. Number three, there's another guy there. You want to know the problem? His name was Nathaniel. You know what his problem was? You know what he said about Jesus? Do you know what he said about Jesus? Do you? I'm going to tell you. He said, talking about Jesus, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? You know what Nathaniel was? He was the church critic. The one that always wants to pick on something. The one that always wants to nitpick.
Amen, preacher.
The one that's negative all the time.
Yeah.
Gossips.
Yep.
Somebody help me.
Amen.
I ain't letting up tonight.
Amen, preacher.
You say, why didn't you preach a Thanksgiving message? I'm preaching the Word of God.
Amen.
You're helping us preach.
Let me ask you, have you criticized your pastor since he's been here? Are you criticizing any member in this church?
Yeah.
Or are you out of the will of God with anybody in this church? Are you a negative critic in this church?
Bless you, preacher.
And all that, you 12 that came with me, are you negative, critical, and all you want to do is say something negative?
Amen. Preach on.
We made a particular kind of announcement Sunday, and I had one yahoo go out of the church and said, well, that's turning contemporary, because we used the video to make an announcement. He's dead on a hammer. He's so far away from God. He's so far out in the horse weeds that nobody knows him, and it's a good thing he hides out in the church and nobody sees him. Somebody help me preach right there. I'm telling the truth. That's what a kill revival. Critical people with a bad attitude.
You're right.
You're right.
Amen.
Now hold a minute. I ain't done. There's some other people here. Sons of Zebedee. How many of y'all know who that was? That was James and John. They were called the Sons of Thunder. Let me tell you a little story about them. The reason they were bad is because they were raised bad.
That's right.
It was their mama that went to Jesus and said, I want one on this side of your throne and one on that side of your throne. And Jesus looked there and said, well, are they able to go suffer what I'm going to suffer?
That's good.
I'm going to tell you why we don't have no revival. We got too many people that want to be preeminent in the church.
Amen.
They're like Diotrephes, the deacon.
Yeah.
In 1 John, they want to be the big guy. They want to be calling the shots. Oh, I've had some big guys. I've got one person, he opposed everything I've done. He called my associates punks and everything else. By the way, he's going, I'm still there.
Amen.
I want to tell you, that's awful.
Yeah.
Somebody help me.
Yes,
amen. Am I preaching?
Yes, sir.
By the way, ain't none of us anything outside the grace of God.
Amen.
That's the truth.
We all ought to be in hell burning tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. You're right, preacher.
You're right about it.
Thank God for it.
Did you know something else there? I'm gonna show you something. There was two other guys there. And they weren't named. Can I name them? I'll name one of them bitterness.
Yeah.
I'll name another one immoral.
I'll
tell you why our churches are not seeing revival. We've got too many bitter, unforgiving people in our churches, and we've got too many people that are immoral. They social drink. They'll smoke their dope. They'll come to church and say, oh, how I love Jesus, and go out on Monday and drink like a fish.
Amen, preacher. You're right about it.
And I want to tell you something. Problem's not the ship, not the net. The problem is those that were in the boat.
Right.
Us! When you start pointing the finger and said, oh, if only our church was a bigger building, more pretty, a prettier building. It's not the building.
That's
it's
right.
Not the air condition.
Yeah.
It's the condition of our hearts.
Yeah. Yeah.
it right there.
Park the horse there,
bro. Amen, preacher.
Amen.
Oh, I am parking it.
Good preaching.
Fire up right there.
Amen. Our hearts have come so hard.
Amen.
We have got so away from God. And we're saying, why isn't our church full? Why are we making a difference? Why isn't Taze Valley the church that ought to be? It's because of those that are backslidden, those that are bitter, those that are doubting, those that are critical. What was the true way to success? I'll tell you what it was. You want to know what made the difference? Do you know what made the difference, son? Huh? Say it. Christ
Jesus,
did. Jesus came up to him and he said, go back out there. And I know what went through the mind. It's hot. Go back out there. Before he said that, he said something marvelous. How many of us sometimes get low down as we can be?
Yeah.
Now, if I was going to them boys, knowing my personality, Noah, I'd have said, you bunch of low down hypocrites, you ain't worth a nickel. That's what I said. But I ain't Jesus. Do you know what he said to them? Children?
Yep.
Yeah. We can be miserable before God, but he'll never let loose of his claim on us.
Amen, preacher. Thank God for that.
That's the claim of his presence.
Amen.
And then the command of his presence was, go cast your net on the right side.
Amen.
Hey, are y'all casting your net on the right side?
Amen.
Come on now. Are you putting it on the right side?
Amen.
The right side is what Jesus says. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Say amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then I see the capability of his presence. This is where I might just run around here and shout myself.
Amen.
The capability of his presence. They went out and cast it on the right side of the ship. Jared. They got that sucker so full, they had to call other ships to help them drag it in.
Amen.
Am I preaching?
Amen.
That's the capability of his presence.
Amen.
Now listen to this. And it's by not accident. Brother, it's not accident what's about ready to happen.
Amen.
They caught 153 fish. At that time in the Sea of Galilee, not now, because it's been fished out. At that time, they were 153 species of fish.
Wow.
And that is, listen, red and yellow, black and white.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Right.
They're
there.
All precious.
Amen.
And he said, I don't care what your background, your ethnicity is. I don't care tonight. The gospel is for you.
Amen.
Amen.
And that ain't all. At that time in history, there's more than that now. There was 153 nations. One fish for every nation. Go ye in all the world and preach the gospel. This little young lady, how are you? Have you got called in the mission field already? You was about 13, wasn't you? Called to the mission field.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to create an atmosphere where people want to serve God. Let's sum it up. Let me ask you something. Do we have any Simon Peters here? Come here. Maybe you're not this far away, but you're right here. You've just already got away. Thank you. Do we have any Thomases here that doubt that God can bring revival to this church? Do we have any Nathaniels in this congregation that's a critic and you're negative? Do we have any sons of Zebedee in this church that think you ought to be this high sheriff here?
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
Do we have any immoral people here? have anybody here that's bitter and unforgiving? And you got odd at people, and you can't even sit down to Thanksgiving with certain people tomorrow because you got odd with them.
Come on.
Bless you, preacher.
That's good preaching.
And we want to say, the problem is the ship, and the problem is the net, and the problem is the water. No! The problem is us.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Exactly right.
His bow and eyes closed.
Good preaching.
I want to ask this tonight. How many of you are 100% sure you're saved? Raise your hand. If you're not saved, slip your hand up. Let me pray for you. How many of you right now have some things in your life that you can't say is already right, not totally right with God, and you are one of those guys in the ship? Raise your hand if you need prayer and you got some things in your life that's not right. Come on, slip it up. Stand up for me. I want everybody to raise your hand, come around the altar. Stand, folks. Our folks stand. Maybe you're a member of my church, you just got some rotten things in your attitude. Come up and pray. Father, thank you tonight for this service. Thank you, Lord, for the liberty I had in Christ. Lord, I want to help this church. Lord God, bring revival. Bring souls for their labors. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Others ought to be on this altar right now, crying and talking to God.
Yes.
Let's play. You want to sing?